The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Two Chairs No Wedding, episode number 357, Mayberry Christmas to All, 2015. Two Chairs No Wedding is brought to you each week by the fine folks over at Weaver's Department Store. Drop by over at Weaver's and check out some of the great things they got. If you haven't got time to get anything before Christmas, they'll still be selling things after. So head over and check it out. They still got the 2016 wall calendar. Got a neat new sweatshirt. Got a trivia book. All kinds of cool things at weaversdepartmentstore.com. Two Chairs No Wedding is also brought to you by donations from listeners just like you. The executive producer of tonight's show is Mr. Weaver. So thank you, Mr. Weaver, and thank you to all the patrons out there who are also supporting the show. You guys will be, you guys will also be executive producers as the dollar amounts pile up, because you guys are donating per episode, and I appreciate that. Hello, everybody. I am Alan Newsom, your host to Two Chairs No Wedding. And hey, if you can't donate to the show, don't feel like you need to. Head over to Weaver's and buy something if you can. Tell people about the show. It's awesome if you can donate using our Patreon account. If you can head over there and donate to that, it's always appreciated. But it's definitely not a requirement, because the main thing we want to do is spend some time here in Mayberry and enjoy each other's company. And that's exactly what we're going to do. Now, this is one of those episodes that every year I kind of look forward to, because I enjoy doing the Christmas show. And I guess the good and the bad of it is we kind of do the same thing every year. So you could go back and listen to any of the, I don't know, how many have I done now? Six, seven previous episodes that were Christmas related. And you're going to have a lot of the same content. But, you know, there was only one episode of the Andy Griffith Show that was a Christmas episode. And we all still love to watch it. So, hey, here we are. Hey, don't forget, too, before we get into the actual Christmas stuff, this year, 2015, on Christmas Day at 7 Central, 8 Eastern, CBS will be showing the Andy Griffith Show in color during prime time. So hopefully you'll be able to be a part of that. And I just wanted to invite you, if you're available, at about 15 minutes past the hour after it's over. You know, so that'd be 9:15 on the East Coast and 8:15 on the Central Time. So we'll definitely be doing that. And you know what? I didn't think about that. We got folks out on the West Coast. I'll try to do a long version. So there may be people that can join us and tell me what they thought about the show. So you guys head over to the live.twochairsnowaiting.com site. If you go to twochairsnowaiting.com and click on the live button, it's at the top of the page. It says live. It's right above the S in Two Chairs, so you'll see it. Head over there and join us after the episode airs, and we will visit and talk about the you know, what we thought of the episode. Okay, it's going to be a big deal. It's a big event. The Andy Griffith Show in prime time, folks. So definitely head over there and check it out. All right, so let's start doing some Christmas stuff, because, wow, we've got some fun things to do. Now, we're going to start off, as we have in the past. I'm not sure we always do, but definitely going to start off here with it's called Christmas in Mayberry. And now this one is by Barry Sandifer. You may or may not know him. But he's got a production company over in Macon, Georgia, and he's a member of the Lots of Luck to You and Yours chapter. And he did this several years ago, and it is awesome. This is audio, and this year, new, he's provided video. So we're going to check this out. It's called Christmas in Mayberry. So everybody ready? Let's head over and check it out.
'Twas the night before Christmas, and all through Mayberry, this year Santa would become legendary. A picture from Otis was hung up with care by the one of the rose which had won at the fair. The children had put up the last Christmas wreath, Opie and Mary Wiggins, who'd lost her front teeth, and Andy with no gun adorned his nightcap, just in case feuding families finally ended their scrap. When out on the street there came a great noise. Could it be Briscoe, Charlene, and the Darling Boys? It probably wasn't that nut named Bass. It didn't sound one bit like shattering glass. No snow, just a steady rain fell from the sky. It had rained every day since those gypsies came by. When up came a black Ford automobile with way yonder too much grease on the wheel. With a skinny little driver who still had no wife, he was known by such names as Fast Gun Fife. His car barely made it, slowly moving along. A mechanic named Pyle had told him all that was wrong. Needs points, needs plugs, needs new wires, by gosh, and she could also really use a good wash. To the tailor's driveway, he'd park right behind Mr. Tucker's big car, 'cause he changed his mind. He looked at the house and wished he could fly. Then a ladder next to the house caught his eagle eye. He'd climb up the ladder, yep, that was the plan. It was left there by Wheeler, Aunt Bee's handyman. He knew how to enter a room with such ease. He taught Ernest T with full amenities. But on this special night, the door would not do, so down the chimney the thin deputy flew. He was dressed in a uniform. Now, what could be dumber? This night, I doubt he'd encounter Fred Plummer. His hair Floyd had slicked down, but not a bit drippy, in case fingers ran through from a fun girl named Skippy. His hat held his ticket book just in case the governor's car was parked in the wrong place. The bullet in his pocket was shiny and neat, and if he should use it, watch out for your feet. When he sang, it just kind of made you sick, 'cause he couldn't sing, not one single lick. Even an old-fashioned recitation didn't work. After all, you can't make a bird go chirp, chirp. He had not an ounce of fat, which helped him hustle. He could eat all the cookies since they all went to muscle. He had little time and might get in a pinch, since a tightwad named Weaver might turn into the Grinch. He spoke not a word. There was much work to do. He still had to call Juanita and say toodaloo. For Opie, he left some shiny new skates and a guitar, the kind that Lydia Crosswaight hates. For Aunt Bee, he left 24 canning jars, more kerosene cucumbers for out-of-state cars. He left his friend Andy a hat and a tie. He'd never wear either, but he still had to try. And when he had finished, he went out the door. He'd saved enough time for just one thing more. To Thelma Lou's house he now had to go for a pan of her fudge and that doctor show. He cranked up his car on the third or fourth try. On his cycle and sidecar, he could better rely. But I heard him exclaim as he drove through the mud, "Merry Christmas to all! Now nip it in the bud!"
Well, there we go. That was from Ben Sandifer. I hope you guys enjoyed that. That's a Christmas, Mayberry Christmas is what he calls it. And it's an awesome piece of work. He did a great job. The production is amazing. And this year, he actually added a video version of it. And it was posted on Facebook. So you guys, if you follow the Andy Griffith Show Rerun Watchers Club, would have seen it there because it was posted there and other places. Ben had already posted it, but it was shared there. So if you need to see it again, head over to facebook.com/TAGSRWC. The Andy Griffith Show Rerun Watchers Club. And look for it. It's right there. All right, so more Christmas fun. Now, this is from a Christmas card that I made back in 2005. Now, this is not the same quality level as what we just experienced, but I hope you guys will enjoy it. It was fun for me. So let's head over and check this one out. You know Andy and Opie and Ellie and Aunt Bee. You know Warren and Goober and Gomer and Ernest T. But do you recall the most famous deputy of all? Barney the Mayberry deputy had a very shiny badge. And when he cleaned his bullet, he would use liquid pledge. deputies tried, but it just wasn't the same. They couldn't match old Barney. Tiger Fife was his name. Then one foggy Christmas Eve, Andy came to say, Barney, with your build so right, won't you be our Santa tonight? My, how the folks there loved him, Andy, Opie, Ellie, and Aunt B. Barney, the Mayberry deputy, you'll go down in his story. Barney, the Mayberry deputy, you'll go down in his story. So there you go. That was for my Christmas card. 2005. And it was starting off with the next one. So we got to hold that up. But that was my Christmas card from 2005. And yes, I did sing that. And I even wrote the lyrics. You know, I'm not sure who wrote the Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. But, I used his music and wrote the lyrics. So I hope you guys enjoyed that. You've heard it before if you've listened to the podcast in the past. But Barney the Mayberry Deputy. It was a lot of fun to do, and it was fun to record. Don't pretend to be a singer, but it was good. So I tell you what, we're going to skip the one that was just starting to play because it's more of it's somewhat of a video version that you would need to see. So I want to keep you from having to watch the video. So we're going to slip it down one, and we're going to watch and listen to a great... Well, you'll see it. It's called Andy and Opie Christmas. I tell you, it really captures the spirit of Mayberry. And I know some of you guys have seen this and heard it before, but let's go and check it out.
I was watching an old Andy Griffith show the other day and noticed how the people of Mayberry were celebrating Christmas. I got to thinking, what does Christmas really mean today? Is it any different now than it was in the small town where I grew up? Watching Andy and Opie did bring back some very special memories. You see, my hometown was a lot like Mayberry. My dad used to joke that we were so small that welcome to and hurry back was on the same sign. I think small towns were a lot different than the big cities, especially at Christmas time. For instance, all the stores waited until after Thanksgiving before they decorated for Christmas. When I was a kid, the town folks hung green garlands and striped candy canes from light poles. Even the red, yellow, and green of our one traffic light seemed to be part of the festive decor. I remember all the fancy, flickering lights that were strung along the storefronts, and the display windows that were filled with boxes wrapped as gifts and lots of stuffed Santas. We chopped down our own Christmas tree in the pasture nearby. We drug it home and helped Dad make our own stand. You know, we had so much fun when our grandparents helped us make multicolored paper chains and popcorn strings to put on the tree. Most of our ornaments, of course, were handmade at school or church. Our family only had one string of lights, but all the bulbs lit up every year. My mama made cakes, pies, and cookies, and no matter what room you're in, there was that aroma of those soon-to-be-enjoyed goodies. We had eggnog, and there was the wonderful smell of spiced apple cider. That's the kind of stuff Aunt Bee would have made. Looking back, we didn't have much, but we didn't know it. Oh, we didn't have a fireplace, by the way, but Santa always found a way in. Church was the second home for small-town folks, but at Christmas time, it became the focus. And every church had a Christmas play. Now, all the kids wanted to be Mary, Joseph, or the three wise men, or a camel. Oh, it was just great fun. One of my favorite memories was when families gathered together, put on their warmest coats, caps, and mittens, and roamed the streets singing Christmas carols. Like Andy, Opie, and Barney most likely did, people in my hometown shared gifts and baskets of food with the neighbors that might not have as much as they did. Our sheriff even let some of the people we called guests of the county go home on Christmas Eve. But if my memory serves me, when I was young, the holiday season was really more about giving, not about getting, which made it more about doing for others than buying for others. You see, that was the small town way. And in my hometown, or any town like Mayberry, there seemed to be more emphasis on the reason for the season. Yes, we should remember the good times. The giving and receiving of gifts, the laughter, the merriment, but we should also stop and remember that we're celebrating the birth of our Savior, Jesus Christ. So, Merry Christmas from me, Andy, and Opie.
So that was from Charlie Monk, is who it was. Charlie Monk from up in Nashville, Tennessee. So that is that story. I just think that, that really captures the Mayberry spirit, doesn't it? This the whole idea of what we enjoy about Christmas and Mayberry and what it means to us all. So something about that hometown and visiting with one another, family, friends, because that's what Christmas is. Well, it's not what it's all about, but it's definitely about family and being appreciative and thankful for the things that we've been given. And thank you for the gift that we were given by our Lord. So it's definitely something to remember, and I love that story. Well, folks, I am not going to keep you very long tonight because those are the Christmas songs. Now, if you're if you want to hear more, I'm sure you can go back and listen to this again. But there's a lot of Christmas stuff out there. If you'd like to look at all my old Christmas cards, because I got all kinds of old Christmas cards going back to 1997. You know, it's been a long time. All those Christmas cards, Christmas songs. Makes you smile, doesn't it? Little Jingle Bells from the Andy Griffith Show. We got all those Christmas cards. You can go back and check them out and see all the ghosts of Christmas past, is what I call it. You can go to imayberry.com/Christmas. You get the complete list and you can watch them all. They're all right there for you. So you can hear some of them, the one I played tonight from 2010, and then a whole bunch more. To finish this up tonight, I want to take us to Miss Ellie. And we're going to join her with just a little bit of Away in a Manger. So if y'all are ready, she'll play us out, and then we'll have a little bit more Christmas music following that. If you're watching the video, you'll see it's actually a video. But if not, just enjoy it. So, folks, Merry Christmas, and thank you for spending your time here with me. And we'll see you next week. Okay? We'll see you then.
Jesus lay down his sweet head. The stars in the sky looked down where he lay. The little Lord Jesus asleep on the hay. The cattle are lowing, the poor baby wakes. But little Lord Jesus, no crying he makes. I love thee, Lord Jesus, look down from the sky and stay by my cradle till morning is nigh. Jesus lay down his sweet head. The stars in the sky look down where he lay. The little Lord Jesus asleep on the hay.
If you're in business, you probably have a website, but can your site handle your growth? How many visitors before your site slows down or crashes? What about storage and data security? From web hosting to virtual servers, Pear Networks provides the online infrastructure you need to start, grow, and flourish. When it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 US-based customer support is the best in the industry. No frustrating chatbots or sitting on hold for hours. Check out pear.com today to learn more. That's PAIR.com.